And welcome once again to This Week in MCU, the weekly after show talking all things Marvel Cinematic Universe related. I'm Kurt, and with me, as usual, is Senraven.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've missed a little bit of time, but just because things have been going on, and we're back. And the nice thing is that I am away next weekend as well. but if we do it right, we have nothing to talk about next weekend.
Right.
Unless we wanted to get together and talk about maybe Black Adam. But yeah, I know. That's why I'm not worried about
it. When is that even coming out?
Friday. Next Friday.
Oh, okay. Or next Friday.
Yeah, this Friday, whatever. But yeah.
I'll probably go see it. It's just,
I don't know that I'll see it in the theater. I mean, I didn't go see Shazam in the theater.
Shazam was fun. Shazam was actually entertaining, and it was,
I agree.
Like, out of everything else that was DC at the time, it was definitely a much better movie.
It was a breath of fresh air. I liked it quite a bit. And the new Shazam movie, did that come out already?
No, it hasn't yet.
Okay.
Sometime next year, I think.
Yeah, so that's something I would like to see. But do you have any news from around the MCU?
We got a whole bunch of stuff that's been happening. Apparently the casting of Harrison Ford is confirmed as General Ross.
Oh, I had heard something about that.
Yeah, so some places are reporting it as confirmed. I don't know if it's like legit confirmed, but that's kind of cool. I like that.
I wonder if he's too old.
He's like 80, but you know, he looks all
right. Right, but okay. Look, I'm gonna be a little morbid here for a second. But how soon before we have to cast another Thunderbolt?
Sure, but it might be just a one-off thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know they got to be like, by the way, we don't know if we can cast a second, have a second movie with him.
Right, right.
Because he's 80.
Right.
There's some talk about them redoing Blade because, you know, the director left and everything like that.
Well, when you say redoing, what does that mean?
Like a reboot to what they were already doing. So.
Oh, okay. But not like a recast.
No, no, no. Same cast, but apparently the director took off, so
yeah, that's problematic. Did see that. I mean, and because you don't want to lose Mahershala Ali.
Yeah,
I mean he's awesome. So,
and one of the other rumors was Sacha Baron Cohen as Mephisto to show up in Ironheart. So we'll see. Straight up rumor. I don't know how credible of a rumor it is.
Sacha Baron Cohen as Mephisto.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, he's done some serious work. I mean,
right.
It's not just.
What was that last thing he was in? It was almost a bit part, right? I mean,
I don't remember, but I know
it was a serious movie. I think it was a serious movie.
Oh, shoot. Well. Luckily, we have the internet.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it was a serious movie, and he was not even the star of it. But I think he did a decent job, from what I remember.
I know he's done the Madagascar star stuff. Alice Through the Looking Glass.
No.
The Trial of the Chicago 7. That's probably the one you're thinking of.
Maybe.
But he was in Sweeney Todd. He was in Les Miserables.
Right.
So he's done some, you know, everybody knows him for Borat and Ali G.
Right.
But he's got chops.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
If that actually comes through, I don't mind it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm open to it. so. The other thing that I noticed is New Mutants is on Disney Plus now.
Yes, I just saw that yesterday, and I have not seen that.
I saw it.
So I'm actually going to have to watch it.
I am really interested to hear your thoughts on it, because you haven't seen it. Because I did see it, and I have some thoughts. I think it's worth seeing. So, we're getting there. And then, obviously, the next big thing is
Well, Black Panther 2.
Black Panther, yeah, Wakanda Forever. So
one of the other stories that's been floating around, and like we'll see how it goes, because how well Werewolf by Night has done.
Yep.
They're talking about doing short specials like that for introducing like the X-Men and others as background story development, so they don't have to have their own origin movie.
Ooh, I might be okay like, with that.
But like a 45-55 minute special to introduce a character, give the background, and then throw them on a big screen.
I might be okay with that.
Yeah,
like, I like that idea. Because look, I mean, and again, I'm just going to pull a character out of my hat on this one. Let's say we had a 1 hour Dazzler special.
Right.
That would be all right.
That'd be fun.
I don't know that I want to see a whole season of shows with her, but a one shot kind of introducing her, I think that might be cool. You could do the same thing with Rogue. I mean, you could do it with all of them, really.
I still think we're getting Rogue in the second in the Marvel's movie.
You think so?
I don't know.
I mean, it would. It's not crazy. I mean, it would make sense. It would
follow the comics.
Yeah. It's just a matter of whether or not they want to throw Carol into that yet.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, interesting. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and jump into it? If you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on twitch.tv/VOByKurt or subscribe to the podcast by going to anchor.fm/this-week-in-MCU or just search for This Week in MCU wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch us live, your best bet is to follow us on Twitch, and you'll know yeah. when we're actually going. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, you can send an email to thisweekinmcu@gmail.com. And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts slash iTunes or whatever, we will read it live here during the recording of the show.
And if you guys are listening to the show, leave a 5-star comment. Because it helps with discovery.
It really does. It really does a lot. So, okay. Cool. This is She-Hulk episode 8. Because we have to cover 8 and 9. So, 8 is entitled Ribbit and Rip It. And it's very appropriate, and I hate it all at the same time.
It's such a terrible title.
It's such a terrible title. So we get a previously on, and we get the Marvel flip. That's all good. We open overlooking LA, and we see two guys ripping off a Monahan's wholesale store, and they're buying 65-inch Linscog smart TVs. I did a little search for Linscog, and yeah, I think it was just the name of somebody who was working on the show, but otherwise there was no real Easter egg there other than, oh, it's the brand name of a smart TV in the MCU. Okay, nice. Well, great. So we had that. So these guys are ripping them off, and they get attacked by Leapfrog. Yeah. So, and we get a flashback of a story. And it ends up being a flashback of a story told by Leapfrog to Jen in the lawyer's office. And he's talking about his fight, and then he says, "So I want to sue because my boots malfunctioned."
He specifically wants to sue the suit maker,
right? Yep. And he wants to sue them because his boots are supposed to be rated to 900 degrees. And they caught fire, and he got third-degree burns on his legs, which if he had third-degree burns, he wouldn't be walking around in that lawyer's office. But whatever. And we find out that his suit maker's name is Luke Jacobson. which makes Jen go, oh shit. So Jen goes to Holloway again and saying, hey, look, Luke is the only one that I can go to get my clothes and whatnot. And Holloway is saying that the Patilios are a big client. And they've signed a conflict waiver, because conflict waivers in the She-Hulk series solve all problems. She's had so many of those things. And so so we flip to, and basically Holloway says, look, if you don't want it to be in court, you got to go and deal with Luke and settle it. And so Jen's like, oh, okay. And she goes to Luke. And Luke immediately takes offense and says that his items do not malfunction. And Luke is working on her gown for the Lawyer of the Year gala, and he rips it down and says, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, this gown is saying that you're never going to get any clothes from me again.
Because he's so much drama.
Right. And Jen gets all ticked off and says, fine, see you in court, and we get the title. I'm going to say, before we even jump into this court, into this trial, I am so glad this wasn't a long, drawn-out trial.
No.
I was worried, and I was like, oh, come on, let's not do this. But it wasn't. So we get to the courthouse with Luke.
But like, as soon as he went, we'll see you in court, I went, oh, this is how we're getting Murdoch.
Yeah.
Because we already know that he had his suit.
Yep. It did seem pretty obvious, right? So... So we get to the courthouse. Jen is there with Leapfrog, and Luke is there by himself. And basically we hear that Luke's lawyer's late, and Matt Murdock shows up, and he's blind. Here's the other thing about this. This Matt Murdock versus the Netflix one is a lot more lighthearted.
Yes.
And I definitely like it. I like it a lot.
If you gotta set it to a timeline, which we can't really, because they're not following it, it's got to be like 5-6 years after everything. I don't know if they're taking the stuff as canon, right?
Right.
But if it's staying as canon 5-6 years down the line, he's already dealt with a lot of crap.
Yeah, you'd think so. You'd think so,
he's
right?
He's had time to calm down and relax. Yeah, definitely a little more lighthearted.
Right. And so Murdock says he's sorry he was late. He was having trouble parking, and it's clearly that he's blind, and he's carrying his cane, and he's like, just joking.
I don't drive.
So he sits down.
He probably could.
Yeah, he probably could. He sits down, and Jen breaks the fourth wall and says, who's this asshole? And... Murdoch says, yeah, I'd like to talk about the motion to provide the client information from Luke Jacobson. It's irrelevant, and I'd like to, object to that. And they go back and forth. And honestly, the back and forth arguments were very good. Like, it made it clear that we had two good lawyers.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I liked that part of it. The big takeaway from this whole scene is that we find out the Sokovia Accords have been repealed.
Right.
That really was like, oh, really?
What did that happen? By the
way. Yeah. Because that actually, it frees things up and makes the whole MCU less messy.
Yes. But it does lead straight into stuff like Secret Wars and other things.
Right, exactly. So, and when they throw out that motion, Leapfrog, because he knows nothing, he's an idiot, he goes, wait, so does that mean I lost? How am I supposed to use this thing? Like his uniform. And Murdoch sniffs, because he's got the superpowered sniffer. And he goes, wait a minute, what kind of fuel did you use? And Leapfrog is like, oh, jet fuel.
Jet fuel, of course.
And Luke is like, you use jet fuel? Because that is not what my instructions said. And Jen gives him the look of death, gives him, being Leapfrog, the look of death. And Leapfrog is just like, no, that's not what I, no, I didn't use jet fuel. And Murdoch goes to the judge and he goes, he's lying. And the judge goes, yes, we can tell.
But he goes, he's lying. Don't ask me how I know.
Don't ask me how I know. Right. And the judge is going, yes, we can all tell he's lying. So the judge dismisses the case. I mean, literally, it goes, yeah, you know what? Improper use of equipment. Yeah, case dismissed. So Jen talks to Luke, catches him on the way out of the courtroom saying, so does this mean you'll remain my tailor? And he says, no.
No.
And we flip to the legal ease.
So extra.
Right. We flip to the legal ease bar. And Jen's sitting there as Jen. And a gentleman buys her an Appletini. And that gentleman is Murdoch, who happens to be sitting on the opposite side of the bar. And she was like, oh, wait a minute. You're from New York. What are you doing out here for a case like this? He goes, well, Luke made me a couple of suits, so I owed him one.
As a throwaway line.
Right, right. And basically, you know, they talk about the whole, he does a lot of pro bono work, but every now and then he's got to do some work. You know, when the bills come due, he's got to do some work that pays. So, you know, if you've heard the concept, one for us, one for them. The us is the pro bono work. The them is the people who pay. So then Todd gets a text from Jen. He has a legal issue to discuss immediately, 8 p.m. at the Hoof and Floor Bar. And Matt also gets a call and says that something has come up with work and he's got to go. It's like, okay. So Todd texts again, and my note here is he's being a dick.
Todd.
Yeah, it's Todd. And Todd was told that GLK&H was a 24/7 firm. Should I call Holloway and ask him? It's like, ugh. All right, so Jen goes to the Hoof and Floor, and Todd says, oh, hey, I bought a Wakandan war spear at an auction. He goes, nobody has an African collection like I do. And he does the Wakanda Forever salute. And she's going, yeah, no, you're making me uncomfortable.
Well, and he obviously, like, the text that he's got a legal thing is complete bullshit, that he just wanted to get her to a bar.
Well, no, because Wakanda is claiming that...
Oh,
the spear was stolen by colonists.
Right.
And he goes, well, so, but I don't care. I got receipts. So colonizers stole the spear. Wakanda wants it back, which is their MO, right? That's yes. Normal.
And they will just come and take it.
Well, that's the other part of that, right?
They don't give a crap. They're giving you a fair warning, and then the girls will show up.
Right. So, Todd wants Jen to represent him. And then Todd moves closer to Jen and makes a move on her. And she's like...
She's in Hulk form.
While she's in Hulk form. And she goes, nope. And she shoves him against the booth, the back of the booth with the table, pinning him with the table, and takes off. So we go back to her apartment. Leapfrog calls her cell, and he's under attack. And she's going, hey, he's going, I need your help. I'm going to be at the Lily Pad, which is his headquarters, which, okay, look, as far as headquarter names go for a hero, or I'm not even going to say hero, a costumed individual called Leapfrog.
That's a good name.
It's not a bad name. It's not a bad name. It makes sense.
But, you know, she's like, where is that? And like, everybody knows where it is. That's.
Right.
Not how this is supposed to go.
If it wasn't already taken, I might have suggested the Tadpool, but...
The Tadpool.
little inside baseball Call there. Out. Yeah. So he's under attack, and Jen, she goes to help him, and then she thinks twice and goes, well, I got my super suit that I haven't used yet. So she puts it on, tracks him down. Turns out Daredevil was on Todd's car, was the one that was trying to get him to pull over and attacking him. So they get up on the roof of the lily pad, and She-Hulk and Daredevil fight and banter. And it's very cool. Just the back and forth and everything.
She even hit him with a clap.
She did. Leapfrog goes to get away in his frogmobile or whatever he's calling it.
God.
yeah. And Daredevil's chasing him, and she does the thunderclap thing and takes him down. And then she catches up to Daredevil, pulls the mask off, and she goes, Matt?
Hi, Jen.
I don't know if you noticed, but one of the things in the background when she does this is a Rogers the Musical billboard. So apparently, well, and that's in L.A., right? Which means the traveling.
they're touring.
The touring show. So they talk about his echolocation, and she says, like, why are you attacking Leapfrog? And we know why he got the phone call now, and that's because Leapfrog kidnapped Luke. Okay, Leapfrog.
Bad life choices.
Such an idiot.
Bad froggy.
And so she's talking to Matt and says, so are you, I guess you're like a superhero? And Matt's like looking at her going, I'm Daredevil. And she's going, and it reminded me of the whole Star-Lord thing. Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm Star-Lord, man.
Ooh. Yeah, and what would have been funny is if Matt had said, oh, Daredevil, man. But clearly she's never heard of him. And Matt says, okay, well, if you're done, I need to save my client from your client. And then they head off to go to the lily pad proper. And we flip over to the lily pad, which is where the QR code appears. We flip to the lily pad where the QR code for this week's episode appears, and the lily pad sign is, shall we say, not subtle. It's a giant neon sign on the top of a building that just says lily pad. So Matt and Jen are on the roof spying on Leapfrog, and they have a goons versus henchmen discussion. Henchmen believe in the cause, and goons are just there for the paycheck.
That tracks.
Yeah, makes sense. So Matt goes, okay, by my count, there are 25 people inside. And she's going, what? He goes, I can hear their heartbeats. And she goes, you can hear.
And yours is beating fast.
Yeah, and yours is beating faster because they're getting close. There's definitely some chemistry going on there. Matt says,
well, we even get that, right? Like, I don't remember where it pops up, but like he walks off the screen and she looks at the camera and goes, is everybody else feeling this?
Yeah, that was actually back at the bar. And she goes, okay. It's not just me, right? Everybody else is feeling this? So Matt says,
and let's face it, as far as Marvel goes, Daredevil slept with pretty much everybody in his comic.
Right.
And She-Hulk slept with everybody in all the comics.
Right.
Thor, Iron Man, Daredevil.
Right.
So many more.
Right. So Matt is like, so follow my lead. He goes, we should go in stealthy. And she's going, no, we should just go in and beat him up. And he's like, well, they got weapons and whatnot. And she's going, invulnerable? So Matt goes in stealthy. And the goons are all armed with crossbows, not guns. Which I found interesting. And then later on when we see them without crossbows, they still don't have guns. They've got like a grappling hook and a baseball bat.
Really weird.
Right. So very strange. We see Matt fighting with his I don't. What are they called? The combat sticks, the batons.
They're basically Eskrima sticks.
Okay, so but they do the Eskrima sticks from the comics. So yeah, they'll he's attach got the
extendable ones.
Yeah, and they attach with a cord, and then he can actually throw one end out and retract it. Very cool stuff. Very comic booky, which I really really appreciated. We get five goons coming after Matt down the hallway, and She-Hulk smash. She just smashes through the ceiling and takes them all out at once. We flip to Leapfrog's main lair, where we see a frog signal in the background, a la bat signal. It's so bad. It's so bad.
That was so bad.
Couple of video games, Frogger, of course, and Leapfrogger, which I'm not familiar with. I thought was actually... I thought it was made for that show. I don't remember a game called Leapfrogger in the arcade. But we get She-Hulk and Daredevil, and they come in, and She-Hulk releases Luke. Leapfrog, idiot. Leapfrog, in an effort to get away, jumps out the window, and it looks like he may have broken both of his legs.
Yeah.
Because he's an idiot.
So, Daredevil's sticks are actually a billy club.
Oh, they're just calling it a billy club?
Yeah, they just call it a billy club, but it's got all the extra features.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name? Nightwing. DC's yep. Nightwing actually uses a scream of sticks.
Oh, okay. Right. And those are longer generally, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, about 26, 28 inches long.
Yeah. Okay, so the fight's over. Matt and Jen meet on top of the lily pad, and Jen thanks him for the help, and he thanks her for the help because he was the one that was leading it, and they banter. And honestly, I will say...
The writing is so good for those two.
The Jen-Matt chemistry on screen and the banter back and forth is great. It just works.
I don't know if I would say it's better, but it feels like it might be better or completely on par with her and her assistant.
Yeah. That is a good point. It is pretty on par. So she asks him when he has to head to New York, and he goes, "Oh, I'm heading there tomorrow. So, you know, next time I'm in town, maybe I can take you to dinner." And she's like, "Going, well, or we could just skip all that crap." And they go to Jen's place, and I put in quotes, "Have a night."
Have a night.
So next morning, we get Matt doing the walk of shame in full Daredevil regalia, except
carrying his boots.
I'm going, wait, you're barefoot. Why wouldn't you just put your boots on before you left the place? It made no sense.
I was laughing so hard on that.
So what we don't see, but we find out afterwards, is Nikki sees him outside, but we'll find out about that. Jen comes out into her living room, and she breaks the fourth wall and says, "Huh, isn't it weird that you guys are still here? Shouldn't this episode be over?"
Very much. What was the name of Ferris Bueller Day Off?
Yeah.
Why are you guys still here?
Yeah,
it's over. Go home.
Yep. But Nikki walks in with her dress for the gala. And Jen breaks the fourth wall again and says, "Seriously, what's up with this scene? This came to a very satisfying conclusion. Trust me."
Trust me. I expected her to say twice.
Right. And Jen said, "Wait a minute, we're doing the gala? That doesn't feel right. Is the next episode the finale?" And she goes, "Oh, this is the big twist, isn't it? But is it the there's a Red Hulk twist, or is it the I'm getting fridged twist?"
Which was the fact that she mentioned both.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm telling you, I was watching this, I was laughing so hard at that entire section. Like the rest of the episode was really good.
Yeah.
This had me rolling.
Yeah. So we go to the gala, and Jen comes out in the gown and obviously looks great. Jen's folks are there, which is awesome. Todd is there, because freaking Todd. And the announcer is up there and he's going, okay, the female lawyer of the year goes to Jennifer She-Hulk Walters, and then proceeds to name another five women, because there isn't a single female lawyer of the year. It's as if they were giving the award to all the female lawyers.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. And of course, the announcer proceeds to do the beauty pageant thing and to ask each of them a question. And what's it like to be a female lawyer? I was like, oh, dude. I'm just going, come on, man. So everybody says something. To her credit, Mallory says, yeah, so it's, you know, it's a lot of hard work and everything, and we have to put up with people asking, what is it like to be a female lawyer? Which I thought was great. It was a great line. And then Jen takes the opportunity to thank her parents, and the Hulk King takes over the screen. And the intelligentsia is showing pictures and videos, the videos they took of Jen in her bedroom, and the whole surveillance stuff that they've been doing. Jen gets ridiculously angry, and rightfully so, and smashes. And she smashes the monitors. She smashes so hard that Sen is actually muted. And
oh, sorry about that.
and she starts growling and turning around, and she kind of wrecks the place. Goes outside because she sees some masked folks that were there from intelligentsia that looked like they were behind it. She goes after one of the masked folks. She lifts them up in the air, and the DODC are there with sonic weapons. And you might have noticed this, but a lot of people may not have noticed this. The very last part of the last scene, she actually breaks the fourth wall with us and looks at us worried.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything, but you could tell she's breaking the fourth wall to look at us through the camera. And we get credits at
like,
that point.
Uh-oh, I screwed up.
Yep.
Well, and we also get, like, when she's on stage, when she's starting to Hulk out, the other lawyer, I forgot her name.
Mallory?
Actually goes, Jen, no, I think so. Goes, Jen, stop. You know,
right.
She tries to calm her down.
Right.
Because she knows what's going on.
Right. And what was a little weird for me is, well, the DODC was there right away.
Yeah.
Which, to me, means Todd probably set it up. Let them know ahead of time that this was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, we're jumping the gun a little bit.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I mean, just be, and I, even before seeing the last episode, it was, oh, yeah, you're right. I am jumping the gun a little bit. I hadn't thought about that aspect of it. But the intelligentsia had, or the Hulk King had probably clued in the DODC. So we get credits. It was clear that towards the end of this, Jen was breaking the fourth wall more, right? It was like we're getting a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
Constant fourth wall breaking. So, overall, pretty good episode. I really dislike Leapfrog. Like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's an idiot. So I was okay with him there. I liked the episode until the ending. Cause, damn.
Yeah, yeah. And so a callback. Leapfrog was actually shown in episode one or two, whichever one was Jen's first visit to Luke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was shown leaving Luke's with his Leapfrog outfit.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I liked it quite a bit. I found the Jen going, wait a minute, this, you know, isn't this episode over thing? I thought that was great.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. So, Last episode coming up. It's going to be interesting to see what's happening. And honestly, my prediction still at the end of this episode was we're going to get the leader. I think we're getting the leader at the end of this. Spoiler alert, I was wrong. So, okay. I think we're good with that episode, episode 8. Any other comments on that?
No, I just, like, I had, the ending was cringy, like, very much. Like, I get where they're going, but I had to be like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I knew exactly what was going. I clicked through it. I fast-forwarded a chunk of it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. And because we're going to split this up into two separate episodes, Sen, where can people find you?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SenRiven for Marvel Strike Force stuff and a few other games here and there, and talking with the couple of different publishers about getting some keys for folks. So come hang out. Come say hello.
Nice. I can be found everywhere at VO by Kurt on Twitch. Not Twitter yet because I'm still fighting that ban. Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok. I am everywhere at VO by Kurt. Other than the podcast that we do, I've got another poem that is still in post-production that will be released soon, which is Robert Frost's Road Not Taken. And let's see, what else are we doing? I'm streaming usually multiple times a week, and it's usually either Marvel Snap, which goes wide release on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And and hopefully with the PC client.
They're supposed to have it.
I know. And Disney Dreamlight Valley, which is also, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, getting a content update with some new characters. So as soon as that happens, I'll be streaming that again. And I think I'm actually on vacation this week, so I might do a daytime stream. Particularly with either one of those because of new content. So with that, we will check you out later. Have a good week.
Bye, everybody.